Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of how a Christian produces fruit in his or her life. We know from John 15:16 that Jesus said, "I have appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." So we know that Jesus clearly stated that it is the intent and the will of God that every believer bears fruit in his or her life. But how is fruit produced? It's not a work of the flesh, but instead it is a work of the Spirit. In fact, in Galatians 5, we know the fruit is referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. It's a work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. And the Spirit can bring forth the fruit in an individual's life when that person yields to the work of the Spirit. There are several conditions that are stated in Scripture that produce fruit in a believer's life. We've talked about several of them this week, including the fact that fruit is produced by the discipline of the Lord, that it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. We've also talked about the fact that in John 15:5, Jesus said that he who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. So we know that abiding in Christ produces fruit. We also found in John 15:2 that Jesus said, "Every branch in me that bears fruit, the Father prunes it that it may bear more fruit." So we find several conditions laid out that bring forth fruit in a believer's life. Today, I'm going to share one more condition with you that will guarantee fruit in your life. And we find it in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. And it reads this way: "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust the Lord is. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its root by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Fruit is a natural result of trusting in God. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust the Lord is, for he will not cease to yield fruit. Trusting God will produce fruit in your life. It is a primary or foundational truth of Scripture, and it is the one thing that God asks of every single person that comes to Him, that the individual trusts in the Lord with all of his heart and leans not on his own understanding. You must trust or have faith in God to receive salvation. You must have faith or trust in God to receive any gift of the Spirit. You must have faith in God to receive anything from the Lord. And it is the thing that is very pleasing to God. We know that in Hebrews 11, it says that it is impossible to please God without faith. So faith, which is this unshakable trust in God, will result in fruit being born in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. One excellent illustration of how trusting God produces fruit in the lives of believers comes from the story of John Wesley. Now, John Wesley later became a famous evangelist, social reformer, and founder of the Methodist Church. But at the time of this story, he was an unconverted man. And at this time, in the early 1700s, John Wesley was traveling on a ship. And on board this ship, he found himself in the midst of a group of Moravians. The Moravians were from Germany, and they were people who had committed themselves to go out as missionaries to the West Indies. It was in January of 1736, and the weather was very rough. Three storms had already battered the boat, and a fourth storm was brewing. John Wesley scribbled in his journal, "Storm greater, afraid." But the Moravian missionaries were trusting God so simply and so completely that they evidenced no signs of fear whatsoever. And they even persevered in their plans for a worship service. In the middle of their singing, a gigantic wave rose over the side of the vessel, splitting the mainsail, covering the ship, pouring water like Niagara Falls between the decks, as if the great deep had already swallowed us up, they later wrote. The English passengers screamed as the ship lurched and pitched between towering waves. A terrified John Wesley clung on for dear life, but the German missionaries did not miss a note. Wesley, awestruck by their composure, later went to the leader and asked, "Weren't you afraid?" The response, "I thank God, no." "Were not your women and children afraid?" Wesley asked. "No," replied the man, "our women and children were not afraid." Back in London, Wesley was so struck by their trust in God that he attended a Moravian meeting on Aldersgate Street on May 24th of 1738. He later said about the experience, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins, even mine." This was John Wesley's conversion day. Wesley later became a famous evangelist and a great social reformer and founder of the Methodist Church with all the world as his parish. But he himself was won to Christ by the power of a small group whose faith and trust in Christ was so strong enough to keep them perfectly peaceful in the middle of a storm. Now, peace, we know, is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And peace in the middle of a storm, in the middle of trials, in the middle of pressures, when everyone else is anxious, worried, and fearful, a person who exhibits the fruit of the Spirit of peace in their life will most assuredly gather the attention of those who are struggling with fear and anxiety. Such was the case with John Wesley. He was so amazed and so attracted to these Moravian missionaries because of the fruit of the Spirit in their life. And that fruit was peace. And it came from a trust in God. They had a foundational strength that was a trust in God, a perfect, unshakable confidence, trust, and faith in God. And from that place of trust, they were able to have the fruit of the Spirit that was peace emanating from them, even though everyone around them was fearing and screaming for their very lives. This trust brought forth fruit in their lives, and that fruit affected John Wesley. That fruit ended up affecting the world, so to speak, because of John Wesley's tremendous impact on the Christian church. The scripture is very clear. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust the Lord is, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its root by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. One scriptural condition of producing fruit in a believer's life is trusting in the Lord. If you are longing to see fruitfulness come forth in your life, you have to make the conscious decision to trust in God. And it is a decision of your will. You can choose to trust in your rational mind about circumstances, trust in your bank account. You can choose to trust in your employer or in your own abilities. Or you can choose to trust in the living God who will never fail you. But where you place your trust will be a determining factor as to what, if any, fruit will be produced in your life. The person who trusts in wealth, the fruit that will come forth will be anxiety, because the scripture tells us that the person who trusts in wealth then they can't sleep because they're worried about their wealth being taken away. And yet, if you'll trust in the Lord, you can have the fruit of the Spirit. You can have peace when everyone else has anxiety. You can have joy when oppression and depression have settled over the people you're around. You can have love when hatred is brimming over in a nation, when people groups are hating other people groups and fighting amongst one another. And yet, if you have the trust in God, you can love people. And you can have that fruit of love exhibited in your life. God wants you to actively, by a choice of your will, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Choose trusting God. It always produces tremendous fruit in your life. That's all the time that we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.